Hello, everyone, and welcome to episode 7 of the Loungecast. My name is Nicole, otherwise known as Nicole Face in the Lounge, and thanks for tuning in for another episode. For this show, we have some news about the Disneyland Resort and Mouseweight, along with an overview of the recent 4th annual Mouseweight reunion, along with Disneyland's Monstrous Summer 24-hour event. Joining me today is Trent, otherwise known as the new Trent.
How's it going?
Erica, known as Missy Mouse.
Link up, oh y'all.
And Melanie, known as Melanie Mouse.
Hey, everybody.
All right, now let's move on to Disneyland news. Mickey and the Magical Map, a new stage show over in Fantasyland Theater, opened on May 25th. Have you guys seen it yet?
Yes, it was awesome.
How'd you like it?
I loved it.
What was your favorite part?
I'm going to admit it. I cried a
spoiler
little.
Spoiler alert, by the
yeah.
way.
Yeah. Okay.
Are we going to be spoiling this?
Can we spoil this? Or
yeah.
We...
If okay. you haven't watched it yet and you don't want to be spoiled.
Fast forward a couple
fast
minutes.
Fast forward.
My favorite part is when Pocahontas, Mulan, and mm-hmm. Rapunzel yeah. come out and sing, and they kind of do like a mashup
yep.
mm-hmm. of yeah. their
My
songs.
That was nice.
So I shed a little tear there. Mm-hmm.
Is that everybody's favorite part?
Yes.
Yeah. When we watched it during the...
I speak for everyone. Yes, it was our favorite part.
Good. We watched it during the AP preview event on the 24th, the day before it mm-hmm. opened. And I think that got the biggest ovation of the whole show.
Yeah. Anytime yeah. anything new would come out, like, the crowd went wild. But that one... That's when
yeah,
everybody
that,
was just like,
I got
like,
the biggest one.
Pocahontas?
When Pocahontas came out, that was the big one.
Yeah.
Like, bigger than like King Louie or.
Yeah. Or Tiana.
Yeah.
I think Lilo and Stitch would have been cool too if they had Lilo and Stitch.
Yeah.
During...
Why do you guys think they included that, but it's the only thing that doesn't have a character, like a character. Either dressed in a costume or a face character. It's just dancers.
Yeah, that's... I don't know why they...
I'm wondering if maybe they just didn't have the costume ready or they didn't... Because he's a popular character. So I was sitting there the whole time thinking, yeah, Stitch is going to come out. And he never came out. It was a bummer.
Yeah.
So you think they have only the one and that's the one being used over in DCA?
My theory is that... They only want to have high-tech costumes, so costumes where the mouth moves and the eyes blink, because that's what they have for King Louie and Mickey.
That was
and so, if, yeah, so if Stitches wasn't ready, or if they haven't developed it yet, I didn't think they were going to put him in costume.
But also, Stitch or Lilo doesn't sing the song that they use either,
yeah.
so that might
yeah.
be why. Because then they'll just be, like, dancing, I guess.
Well, they
could have had him, like... trying to surf or something cute because
yeah.
I think people would have enjoyed seeing him on stage.
Yeah.
Yes. I that would have brought more to the show if they were actually just on stage just
yeah,
doing something.
Because everybody got all excited when the music mm-hmm. started playing, but then
yeah.
everybody was like, oh, where's Stitch? And then they kind of just like, I'm done.
Yeah.
With it.
mm-hmm. I think it was also a lot more disappointing because I think it's the second to the last song.
Yes.
So
yes.
up until that point, there had always been a character coming out for each song. So you
yeah.
kind of just expected it.
Yeah.
And
it
then,
started.
And then nothing.
Yeah.
Because it started with King Louie coming out, which was a surprise to everybody.
Mm-hmm.
And then you had Pocahontas, Mulan.
Nice Mulan.
And
Rapunzel
come out.
And Flynn.
And
yes,
then
and
Sebastian.
Flynn. Yeah, and then Sebastian came out. And then just nothing for the Hawaiian roller coaster ride. So,
yeah. And
then
Tiana for the finale.
Yeah, Tiana for the finale.
Yeah, so it was a little weird that they didn't have anything.
Yeah.
But otherwise, the show was great.
mm-hmm. It's a lot
yeah,
of fun.
The show was fantastic.
The singers are amazing.
Yes.
They really
yes.
did a good
yes.
job casting the singers and the cast for that show.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, wait. I just have like a real question, like a quick question. Since Pocahontas and Mulan are in the show, do you think you guys will see them out more, like taking pictures and stuff? Like, will they become popular again?
Hopefully.
Yeah, I would hope so.
Yeah, they get a great ovation anytime we watch the show or anytime they're out in the park. So
yeah,
I think like Long Lost Friends Week was a great example of that.
Mm-hmm.
They were like like the top people to be voted on.
Yeah, for Long Lost Friends Week.
Yeah,
but that was Ping. That wasn't Mulan.
That's true.
There's a difference.
Anyways, moving on. Coming up on June 15th is the first anniversary of Cars Land and Buena Vista Street. Yay!
Yay! Woo-hoo, happy birthday!
Right? Can you believe it's been a year?
I can't.
It went by super fast.
It went by really quickly. Mm-hmm. So how do you guys think Cars Land and Buena Vista Street are holding up a year later?
I love Buena Vista Street. I can't get enough. I think that was a wonderful change that they did to the entrance of DCA.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I like the feeling of it being more of a main street walking down instead of just the old, if you guys remember, it was like postcards and you're walking through the stores and under the Golden Gate Bridge.
Mm-hmm.
It just wasn't cohesive. I didn't really like that part of, you just kind of felt like you're walking straight through. But this time now you feel like, okay, you're going through Main Street and you're going inside the park. So it's mm-hmm. fun. And the beautiful Carthay Circle.
Yes, mm-hmm. And Carthay and the fountain.
Yeah, the fountain is beautiful.
What about Cars Land?
Cars Land is amazing. And I
think it's doing well.
Yeah, it's still like extremely popular.
Oh yeah, definitely. It's because it's a great area. It's a
yeah
fantastic area.
And it's only a year. I mean, I think not everyone has been able to experience it, and so it has a lot of. We have experienced it, and I still feel like I find new things every time that I walk through there.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So it's fun to be there and discover new things and get to mm-hmm. look around. I especially love I like it at nighttime when the neon comes on at sunset.
Yes, yes. It's so beautiful.
That's my favorite part of the night. Now, dislikes? Are we talking
about
dislikes?
Yeah, let's talk about
now?
Dislikes.
Okay. As everyone probably will agree with me, it would be Luigi's flying tires.
Mm-hmm.
And the removal of his beach balls.
Yeah.
Yeah, now I honestly don't think I've gone on since they removed the beach balls.
No, I haven't.
I went on once. I went one time with my niece, and she was bored, and I got bored, and we're just like, okay. Because there's not much to do other than rotate, and it's kind of hard to maneuver those tires. So by the time you figure it out, the ride's over.
Yeah, it's not even like bumper cars where you're like moving fast to hit other people. It's like, all right, we have to really work to move really slowly and then do nothing.
Just kind of float around for a few minutes. Not even a minute. I think it's like less than a minute, it feels.
Well, you remember how heavy they were when we were riding them? I think if I remember correctly, that they had removed the part that made those things heavy. So they're a bit lighter now. And when I walked past there the other day, it had that turning mechanism on it, the little handle. So I was actually thinking of riding it maybe one more time before.
We should probably try it.
We'll have to go back on it again.
Before passing Final Judgment.
Okay, well, since it's like pretty unpopular, do you guys, well, I'd say among people who've ridden it before and after the beach balls, do you think they're going to try to save it and like add something to it? Or are they going to like eventually put in a new ride, maybe?
Well, what else can you do with that area?
I don't know.
It's basically connected to... Well, it is connected to Luigi's Casa de la Tires.
Yeah, I don't think they will immediately remove it. I think they're going to probably try to brainstorm a way to improve the ride. Hopefully they can come up with something that will make it more entertaining and more enjoyable for visitors.
A loop.
Mermaid.
It needs mermaids.
To
take out the beach balls and add in the mermaids.
Throw That's around all... mermaids at each other.
Yeah. That's all you gotta do. And then you got a real winner. Okay, along the same lines is also the 1 year anniversary of Mad Tea Party. Do you guys go to Mad Tea Party a lot? No, maybe.
Not really.
I try to, because I actually do enjoy the Mad Tea Party a lot.
You enjoy that. What is it? Who are you?
Yes, who are? That's the best part of the whole show. It's the best part. So I was actually looking at YouTube videos of when it first opened during the soft openings. I remember I was watching some of those videos, and the Matt Tea Party has actually changed significantly since the soft openings and even the opening 1 year ago.
How?
A lot of the well, first of all, there's a new like band set list that they do now.
Yeah.
They took out a lot of the unpopular songs and added in I wouldn't say unpopular, but they have added a couple of really good songs to their set list. The format is a bit different now from the soft opening.
I know they changed a lot of the dancers' sets too, right?
Yeah, they changed the dancers' set routine. They actually changed the routine for Who Are You instead of having just the one song, Where's Your Head At? They added in another one, which I don't like as much.
Mm. Which is?
I don't remember the name of the song. That's why I don't like it.
Oh, well. All right.
I remember going to the soft opening with just like a whole bunch of mouse waiters and just by the end of the night being like, I am so sick of all the songs they're playing.
We were all there, weren't we?
Yeah,
that's where, because it was right after the
It was on loops. So like the song would loop.
Yeah, everything would loop. Like the band would play the same set list, like, I don't know, four times. And like, I know that was the thing we were all concerned about. Like, this is going to get old to people who come here regularly.
Well, so, I don't know if you know this, but they actually have a lot. Well, all right then, never mind.
No, they have a huge fan base.
Yeah, like people wait hours. Yeah. Like it's Fantasmic to wait for the band.
Oh no,
like it's crazy.
Not compared to Fantasmic.
I have
people follow it like that. People like sit there and wait in front of
my
the stage.
My cousin is one of them.
Really?
She's 16. No, she's 17, and she waits out hours. Mm.
They have like little groupies that start lining up.
Yeah,
and
I mean, I like the band. Ooh. I like it a lot. I know a lot of people don't like it as much because they took out the just the dance music and added in the live music. But I actually like the live music a lot.
That's actually one of my favorite parts of Matt Tea Party is the live band that plays.
Yeah, me too.
I think that's something that I wish they'd have. I think they do. They switch between the live and then they bring out the DJ and then some dancers.
Yeah, the band performs for 25 minutes and then the dancers come out. They go on for like 5 minutes. The DJ goes on for 30 minutes. And then like in the middle of that is Who Are You? Mm-hmm. So that's the whole format of the show basically.
So we went 2 weeks ago and it was probably a Sunday night and there was a good group of people out there. So I think the show probably is more popular on Friday, Saturday nights.
Oh, that's because where all the alcohol is at.
That's
everyone
true.
Goes to get their drink and then to listen to good music. So I think it's doing good. I don't see them replacing it anytime soon.
No. Well, I heard it's locked in for at least 3 years.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
Yeah. So
how long was the Electronica?
Electronica was for
probably two or three, right?
Yeah, that's
2009 was still Glowfest.
Mm-hmm. Hold on, Electronica.
I was gonna say 4 years, but never mind. That's
no, because I remember 2009. I remember 2009 was still the Glowfest.
It was 2 years. It was from October 8, 2010 to April 15, 2012.
Yeah, so that is a good run.
Yeah, they had a great one. I thought it was because I thought it was just going to be there for the opening of Tron. I didn't know they were going to keep it
there.
It was
a lot of fun. I liked Electronica.
It was just really popular, too.
Yeah, I think that was the plan, though. It was just to have it there just for Tron.
And they saw it had a big fan base.
Yeah,
I remember it kept getting extended. Like, it was supposed to end at a certain point, and then they're like, okay, another 6 months or something. So, yeah.
Aw,
Electronica.
Rest in peace.
Anyways, moving on. Starting June 14th will be a new event at Big Thunder Ranch Jamboree in Frontierland called Woody's All-American Roundup. Here you can join Woody and Jesse along with Mickey and their friends as they put on a patriotic celebration Also, Billy Hill and the Hillbillies will have a new show called Red, White, and Bluegrass.
I love them too.
They're great.
Oh, Red, White, and Bluegrass. Those guys are clever.
Yeah. There will also be a new dancing and guitar playing cowboy called Buckaroo Bob. I love his name already.
Is he the same who plays at the barbecue, the jamboree?
I don't know, actually. I don't think so.
He's new, so.
Yeah.
They changed his costume. He's new. Yay!
They just put a wig on him. They're like, meet Buckaroo Bob. Anyways, also around the festival arena, there will be rodeo-themed games, crafts, and activities. There will be pin trading and special food offerings, and it is expected to last throughout the entire summer. I'm excited for that.
Yeah, I love what they do, what they're doing to that area, all the attention it's getting now.
It's a fun spot to go to and hang out for a little bit. To get away from the crowds.
And relax. Yeah. And color.
Color. I love whenever games. They have anything to do with coloring.
And characters are there, usually in cute little costumes. So it should be fun. Where exactly is the pin trading? Because I heard you say pin trading.
It'll be somewhere in the area.
It's usually by the little pin trading cart that they have, I think. Pretty sure. They have the little cart.
Isn't it like at the front on the right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Come in.
Sounds like fun. I'm going to bring some pins and trade.
While
I listen to some red, white, and bluegrass.
All right. Well, coming to DCA on June 22nd is the Lone Ranger premiere. There will be a red carpet on Buena Vista Street, and Lone Ranger's horse Silver and a train engine from the film will be on display. Cool. Time Warner will be streaming the event, so if you can't afford the $1,000 ticket,
which is all of us,
you can watch it online. The Lone Ranger Ninja motorcycle from Kawasaki will be on display for celebrities to sign, and will be auctioned off later with proceeds to the American Indian College Fund. And the tickets for the premiere will also be going to the American Indian College Fund. The ticket includes a walkthrough of the red carpet through Hollywoodland, a meet and take pics with celebs and filmmakers, a premiere screening of the movie, and an after party in Cars Land, and a special World of Color. So, who's going to pitch in for my ticket?
I was just going to say, please send donations too.
Please send donations to PayPal.
The Mouse Weight Podcast.
I have my PayPal account set up.
I have a Kickstarter set up, so go donate to that. Is this our first movie premiere in DCA? No, right? There was something else?
No, actually, that was when they did World of Color, they did a red carpet. So I believe it is the first movie premiere.
Interesting, because we've had them in Disneyland in the past.
They did the Pirates films, which was really cool.
Yeah, but for those you didn't need special tickets, right?
No, you did. Well,
you did, for but the not screening. Like $1,000 tickets
for the screening part. I don't think. I think you could line up in.
I mean, just to be there, you didn't.
Oh no!
Yeah,
they just lined up early, like at opening. They would line up at Main Street.
Yeah, so you can still get a spot to see the red carpet. Yeah, for the red carpet. I'm trying to read it right now. So if you have a park ticket, you can line up behind the barriers of the red carpet. When the park opens, first come, first serve, no space saving. But they don't want guests to line up outside of DCA until
opening.
Until 7 a.m. So they don't want anybody lining up before that.
So are we going to line up, guys? Is this something that interests you?
Not enough to line up.
At 7
a.m. I want to know who's going to be, what celebrities are going to be.
It doesn't matter.
I'm pretty sure the celebrities from the movie.
Johnny Depp is going to be there. That's going to be the one.
That's all that matters.
That's good enough for me. I will be there.
Armie Hammer will be there.
I love him.
We'll decide later. Yeah. we'll talk it out.
Okay, how about y'all save me a spot?
did you just say
there's no saving spots.
Just
She went to the restroom.
Out. Hush, guys. Yeah.
Like, Fantasmic style. Put your blankets out and be like, hey, hey, this is my spot.
Like, hey, I wanted to take a little nap. I'm not saving spots. Exactly. Okay. Well, moving on to not so fun news. On what day was it? Hold on.
It was yesterday.
No, it was Tuesday.
Hold on.
Yeah.
Was it Tuesday?
Mm-hmm. On Tuesday, May 28th, a 22-year-old cast member set off an ice bomb in Toontown, which forced the entire land to be evacuated, and investigators believe that there was a second dry ice bomb located in the park.
Mm-hmm. Well, he allegedly set it off. We don't know yet.
Yeah, which is – well, he was arrested, so we'll see how that goes.
Innocent until proven guilty.
Allegedly. Yeah, and he's being held on $500,000 bail.
Wasn't it a million? I read a million.
I thought it was a solid million.
But I am reading right now. It says $500,000.
So they lowered it.
It's much more attainable now.
Okay. Well, yeah, because $1 million. I was like, wow.
Yeah, but I have $500,000 lying around.
His mom was like, "You're staying there."
Yeah,
we don't have that type of money. I think. I mean, I don't know. They haven't really. He hasn't given a motive as to why or what, or so it's just kind of, you know,
it's crazy. Possible. It's disturbing.
It's disturbing.
Yeah. I bet it was scary, like not even knowing what was going on.
Yeah.
Disturbing because someone could have gotten hurt.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know how big the explosion was. I don't think it could have been that big, but just having any kind of explosion there could scare some people.
Mm-hmm.
So
if y'all see anything suspicious, don't forget to go tell another cast member.
Yeah. And of course, they take that stuff very seriously over there.
Yeah. They immediately evacuated all of Toontown. So it's no joke. And more in lighter news, a little less depressing, swing dancing is returning.
Yay.
June 15th, which is a Saturday, I believe, I will be returning to Fantasy Fair Theater, where they push back all of the benches along the wall for people to sit and watch and turn it into a dance floor.
Yep.
Did you guys go to swing dancing when they had it during the 24 hours?
I did.
Yes.
We did. We went and watched for a minute.
Mm-hmm.
That's all you guys did?
It was actually really busy, so it was kind of hard to get in there and see.
I don't know when
you guys went, but me and Holly, Tuesday 737, shout out, we went, we were swing dancing for like an hour.
Because once you were in, you were set, but like they were kind of keeping a certain amount of people on the dance floor.
To keep it like open enough to be able to dance still.
Mm-hmm.
I think did you guys go right at the beginning?
No.
Because in the middle, it was not hard to get in at all. It was just people coming in and out.
I don't remember when we got there. I just remember seeing the great crowd.
That night was all a blur.
Yeah, that whole night was a blur. The 24-hour event was...
Between 11 and 4:30.
We'll get to that later. Anyways, swing dancing is coming back. Shout out to our homegirl, Kara. Kara Mia, a.k.a. Pooh, or...
Yeah.
Kara Face, Mia Pooh, a.k.a. Face.
Sorry. Yeah. Her long name was also there, and I know she wasn't planning on being there, but of course she had to, and she had to like buy Mickey Crocs just so she could dance and stuff, which is great dedication.
She was happy. She was hurt or something too.
Yeah, and she was injured.
She was in pain and dancing out there.
I guess the thing to take away from this is that they said it's only going to be open for select nights. And only until, like, the end of summer. So if this gets a big enough reception, they could bring it back permanently.
Yes.
Or even to DCA, like we had heard early rumors about.
So if you care at all about swing dancing, please try to get over there to show your support and show that it is still popular. And hopefully they'll bring it back for more than just Saturdays during the summer.
Yeah.
Moving on to some limited time magic that happened during May. First of all was the Monstrous Summer All-Nighter, which we will actually talk about later.
That's the big one for this week.
Yes.
This month.
And then very quickly, there was a special viewing area for the magical fireworks. There was a special watch release, so, you know, jewelry that you could wear.
Oh, yeah.
That tells time.
Yes, thank you for explaining what a watch is. Always glad to have you here.
It's not just jewelry.
So my phone does that. Does that make my phone a watch?
It has a watch in it, or a clock. It's not a wristwatch.
Could you wear your phone on your wrist?
If you have tape, you could.
Yeah. Turn it into a watch. There you go. Anyways, we also had a special merchandise for May the 4th, which is a pun on May the 4th, if you don't know what that is, which is Star Wars.
Star Wars thing.
Get out of under that rock you are living
in. Yeah. Never.
There was also a special glow with the show ear hats for the magical fireworks. And probably my favorite thing besides the 24-hour event was Opa, a celebration of Greece, where you could go do a meet and greet with Hercules and then do some Olympic training. There was Greek dancing, food, and wine tasting. Did any of you guys go?
No, I missed this event.
You guys missed.
You know who went? Me and Trent.
Woo!
Woo, man, it was fun.
You guys missed out. Yeah,
I didn't go, but I was able to try some of the food.
Yes, we got to try a little food from a friend.
What did you get to try?
We tried.
Can you say the name of it?
I'm trying to find the name.
I couldn't say the name of it either, but I ate the same thing you
had. I know what it is, but I can
the Greek pastry.
Starts
like
with the S.
Yeah.
Well, my brother had the pita bread with the hummus, and he liked
it. Oh, yeah.
But he eats anything, so take that as you will.
Yeah, he was like, it's good.
But
He didn't even know what he was eating, though. That's
You just gave it to him. Here, eat this.
No, he went and got it himself and started eating it. Yeah, like, I like it. I'm going to keep eating it.
For Hercules.
Yeah. And then he finished it, and he was like, I don't even know what I just ate. So,
it was good.
There you go. Take that as you will.
That's interesting.
I know Nicole, she went Disney bound and she looks super cute in her.
Yeah, girl.
Aw, thank you. All the cast gorgeous. Members called me Meg and I like wanted to cry. Uh-huh. It was so cute. And then I walked up to, and then Hercules saw me and he was like, you look like someone I know. And I was like, that's right. And then I went up to him and he was like, should I just call you Meg? And I was like, yes, you should. So yeah, I was really excited. And then I love Greek food. So I was really excited for that. So I had the same thing that Melanie had, which was the spanakopita sorrel?
I think so.
Which is a pastry that had a spinach and feta cheese inside, and it was so good.
It was really good.
It was very
good. It was delicious. And then after that, me and Trent went to wine tasting. How was that, Trent?
Wine tasting was really fun. That's the first time I've ever gone tasted wine tasting. Yeah,
gone wine tasting. Tasted wine in general.
No, it's not the first time that's happened. But the wine tasting experience was really fun. $3 got me 3 glasses of wine. I finished 1.5 glasses of wine.
Yeah. It was really informative. All of the wines were from this one family in Greece who has, I think, 3 wineries in Greece. And our instructor was actually one of the members of the family.
Yeah, let me see if I can find the cards. Oh, here they are.
Hold on.
That's very cool.
Yeah, she was she was telling us a lot about, there's like over 300 types of wines from Greece alone. Mm-hmm. And I was like, what? I need to try all of them. 3 down.
Yeah. It was from the Botari family. I hope I'm pronouncing that right. But we had tasted 3 kinds of wine. The Moscafilero.
Mm-hmm. Which is the best one.
Yeah, it was really good.
It was a white.
Santorini, which was like another white wine, but a bit stronger. And the Nausa, which was a red wine, which was very strong.
Strong, yeah.
Yeah. So yeah. It was fun to do that. First time I've done it. I may do it later again.
I really hope they do it next year too.
Yeah.
Because I missed out this year.
It seemed like a hit. There were a lot of people.
Yeah.
Like watching the people dancing, meeting Hercules, eating over at DCA. I mean,
Yeah. Also, the Mickey was dressed up in the.
Yes.
I don't know how to pronounce that word. I forgot what it
starts
with
either.
An F.
He was dressed in traditional Greek wear.
Greek attire.
Yes. He was really cute. And you could decorate stuff. There was coloring, so I loved it. You had to, like, decorate your own vase, and they gave you stickers and stuff, so that was cool, too. And so hopefully this will open up more limited-time magic based on celebrating different countries. So kind of like Epcot's World Showcase, where there's different culture and food and just celebrating different countries besides the United States. So moving on to the tip of the month, it is June and it is getting hot. So just a quick reminder, you can get water for free at any quick service restaurant. Just go up to the counter and ask for some ice water. If you're like me, specifically tell them you want a large ice water. Otherwise, they give you like a little kid
baby cup.
Yeah, it can be the baby cup. And I'm like, that's not enough to quench my thirst. It's hot out. So.
Free water's
not
bad.
Don't forget that.
Rancho Socalo also has a bottle. You can fill up your bottles with water.
Ooh.
So you can stop by there and get free water.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Anyways, moving on to the best post of the month of May. The first one is actually one of my posts, and I feel really weird now talking about it myself, but I posted a video from the kickoff to the Monstrous Summer All-Nighter event, and it was a hit for everybody who couldn't be there, who didn't want to get there at 5:30 in the morning. Cough,
that's
everyone
right.
else on this call.
I would have been there had it not been for somebody being late.
I wonder who that could have been.
I would have been there, but my pillow was more enticing than being there that early.
It was just calling you.
No, it was a lot of fun, and it was a great way to kick off the day because it got you just really excited for, like, there was this energy of people being like, all right, we're going to do this for 24 hours, you know, like, just really excited. So that was a lot of fun. And then I also posted a video going down Main Street of all, there were so many cast members, so many higher ups all wearing Mickey gloves and also characters wearing Mickey gloves. And they were just high-fiving everybody who was entering. Yeah. So that was also a lot of fun.
I always love when they do that. I think it's something special. It just gets everyone excited to come into the park.
Oh, yeah.
As if we needed another reason to be excited walking down Main Street.
Right.
It's just fun to see
the
energy
members,
of all the cast members greeting us.
Everyone just looked really excited to be there, which you wouldn't think they would be at like 6 o'clock in the morning, but.
You know what? They were actually all cast members I encountered that morning.
All day.
All day.
The whole 24 hours.
I never encountered like one bitter or angry cast member the whole day.
So should we just start talking about the Monstrous Summer All Nighter now? Should we just go into it?
Yeah, sure.
Yeah. Reunion can go after.
We can talk about that. Anyways, if you guys didn't know, all four people on this call basically did the whole 24 hours.
And
all
then
24
and
hours.
Then
and we had some groupies with us.
Yeah.
We did it. It was the hardest thing I've ever done in my life.
Well, you weren't even in my life. You weren't even
I knew there were more difficult things
harder than
to
school,
do.
Harder than anything. It was just super hard.
You weren't even up for the whole 24, though.
Actually, it did fall. All
right, so let's just go around and everybody talk about some of their highlights or their favorite parts of
my
the whole
favorite
24.
Part. My favorite part was when we were texting, when we separated for a couple hours, like, what, 1 to, like, 4 in the morning?
Yeah.
Nicole's just like, Hayes, where's Erica? And then Erica texts out of nowhere, oh, I fell asleep. in front of the cartoon.
Oh, yeah, I felt bad because I left her there.
And she got ditched.
Someone else.
She got left behind.
Yeah, because I had went there with a couple of people, including one Rick Chavez, And she had met us there. And then we're like, she was like, let's go watch cartoons. They have beanbags set up over there. And then we went over there. And then as one cartoon ended, people got up and she sat right in the front and then fell asleep.
Let's just say, so I was like, let's just say, okay. That was also my favorite part of the night. Falling asleep in Toontown. Who can say they've done that? Come on. Just me.
In front of a giant cartoon screen.
You know what? Speaking of favorite parts, actually, that was my favorite part, being in Toontown. I think
Toontown was amazing.
Toontown was really fun. Would I have had the energy to wait in line and to do all the activities they had going on? Mm-hmm. It would have been a blast, but I just couldn't handle it at 1 a.m.
Yeah, it was like a big party back in Toontown. It was so awesome to see, because there's usually like nobody back there.
It's closed usually at that.
Yeah. Yeah. It's like 5 p.m. and they're like, Toontown's closed.
So they had karaoke. Everything from, karaoke, face painting,
cartoons,
a dance
milk
floor.
And cookies.
Beanbags to sleep on.
All the characters in their pajamas, taking pictures.
Gadget Go Coaster.
You know what? There were actually long lines for that, the longest I've ever seen.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because everyone was back there, so like, we might as well get on a ride.
The only ride. Well, actually, Roger Rabbit.
But that closed early, didn't it?
I think so, for maintenance.
Yes.
Yeah.
So that was a lot of fun. That was a highlight.
It was actually really good. It was really fun.
Yeah. Trent, what was your favorite part?
I think my favorite part was getting an early screening of Monsters University.
Oh, that's right. You and Erica went.
That's right. We did. Me and Erica got to see the whole movie in its entirety. Not in 3D, though.
A month in advance.
Yeah, a month before the movie's out. And I think all we can say was that it was really good.
Yeah, we're not allowed to say anything.
We're not allowed to review it.
They took your phones before you went in.
Yeah, they took our phones.
And they asked us not to review. So we cannot review, but we could just tell you we saw it. And
you should.
You will like it.
Yeah.
Wait, is that even a review?
I don't know. It was good.
Let's just say we saw it and you go see it too.
The Disney police are going to come get you right now.
They're going to take away my pass.
Come back next month and we'll tell you.
We'll tell you more about it.
So that was cool.
My favorite part was, besides Toontown and swing dancing, which were both like so much fun just to do at like 2 in the morning,
have the least energy.
Was having a group of like 10 to 15 people at a time camping out for Fantasmic for 5 hours.
No, in between strollers.
In between strollers, trying to claim our spots for Fantasmic when the show was at 9. And playing Cards Against Humanity and just like trying to rest up before our night of like actually doing stuff. And
nobody ended up resting except Erica.
Yeah.
I came prepared.
The neck pillow was great.
This is my special tip to all of you mouse waiters out there. bring a neck pillow and a blanket on any 24-hour event and you will do fine. You will find a bench. You will find a little corner somewhere and you'll be able to rest.
Against a pole, against a stroller.
It doesn't matter. You'll have a great time. That's my tip from me to you.
Yeah, well, this whole group brought blankets and pillow pets, right?
Yeah.
Pillow pets.
So, we were those
coming
snacks.
Handy.
We had tons of snacks.
Tons of snacks.
We were eating up a storm.
I think we were prepared because of last year's event. We were expecting the worst, so we wanted to be prepared, and it was actually a total opposite to last year's event. It was actually less chaotic. It was less crowded. It was actually a lot more fun than last year. Last year was kind of like a lot of times people were encouraging people not to even go this year, but I'm glad we went.
I was scared
of going, but I'm glad we went. It was actually a great time, and hopefully they do it again next year.
Yeah,
but we won't.
Would you do it again next year? Is that what you're saying?
No, I want them to do it again.
I think if we have enough time between now and the next one, we will forget all the bad parts and then and just be like, let's do it. Let's do the 24 hours.
Make another pack.
So if we were to compare this year's event from last year's 24-hour event, what would we say?
I didn't go to last year, but because I was away at school. And it was on a Wednesday, but, like, I was constantly watching MouseWait to see what was happening, like, how it was. And it just seemed like total chaos. And this year went so smoothly. I feel like they were adequately prepared. They had a lot more stuff open. They had DCA open, even though they closed a lot of rides, Downtown Disney. And it just helped to spread out the crowds a lot.
Yeah. And I think one thing we were scared of compared to last year was being able to actually get into the parks.
Yes.
And from what I've heard, people had no problem going back and forth between DCA and Disneyland.
None of them ever reached capacity or anything.
Yeah. So
there was no. Holly showed up at around 11, and I think the parking CMs told her that they were at capacity in Disneyland.
Really?
And so she was worried she wouldn't get in, but then by the time she got to the front gates, they were just letting people in.
Because I just heard that there was, like they might hit capacity, but then it ended up not happening or something like that.
It was nothing like last year.
Yeah.
Nothing like it at all.
Last year
was crazy.
It was packed last year, but it wasn't.
Full capacity the whole time, I think, until, like, 3 in the morning.
It was, like, from 8 o'clock to, like, around 3 in the morning, I think, that it was at capacity. Year, and the lines were packed. Horrible to get in. Everybody was waiting, or everybody was buying passes, too. To get in. Mm-hmm.
They had run out of food. The lines were crazy. And so I think that was, I have a feeling that that also prevented a lot of people from showing up to this 24-hour event.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Yeah.
So that was helpful, too, because they didn't show up and we had a great time because they weren't there. And also DCA being open, I'm sure, helped kind of balance out the crowds as well.
Yes,
so
definitely.
We went the total opposite from last year. It was smooth. It was fun. It was great. I think they were prepared, and I will do it again. I said it before. I will not do the 24 hours again if they ever do this event because
we'll talk you into it. Don't worry.
I would do 24 hours again.
This is another tip to you. I think if you can't do the full 24 hours from 12 a.m. to 6 a.m. is actually a fun time to come because it's a little bit, the crowd was
low. From what time?
From 12 a.m. till 6 a.m.
All
the special events were going on at Toontown and the Star Wars characters and special food. So I would recommend, like, if you can't make it the whole day, to try coming in the early hours of the morning.
Yeah, sleep all day or take a nap and then, like, head over at 11 p.m.
Yeah,
because it just felt like a regular normal day in the beginning, and then once 11, 12 hit, it just
all the
felt
fun stuff
different.
Happened.
Because that's when, like, you're never in the parks. That's why.
Yeah. So it was real. That was really fun, and got to see the sunset in Disneyland, which you rarely ever get to see.
Sunrise.
What'd I say? Sunset.
Sunset.
Yes. Yes, the sunrise.
Yes.
No, you always get to see the sunset at Disneyland. But the
Although I was just too tired to look up. I think a lot of us it was funny watching people exit the park. It was very quiet, very calm. Total opposite to the morning before, but it was a lot of fun. I had a good time.
Well, moving on from the monstrous summer 24-hour event, another big event that happened during May for MouseWait was the 4th annual MouseWait family reunion. Yay!
Woohoo!
Three of us actually, or no, two, yeah, three of us were on the events team.
Yeah, that was you three. Yeah. Good job.
Thank you.
But Trent was taking pictures, too. He was one of the photographers.
He was an unofficial...
Unofficial photographer.
He was an unofficial official photographer.
So, what was your guys' favorite part of the whole weekend? And what did you think? Because you guys all went to the reunion last year in comparison. Yeah.
It was a lot of fun. It was different from last year. I think Admin had mentioned it. You know, every event, every year is different. So it's kind of hard to compare things because every year they try to change things up. And I think this year it was a lot of fun to be able to do a movie takeover with a lot of new mouse waiters, which I had hadn't met before, and it was fun to see new faces and old faces, as well as the ride takeover was a lot of fun. I don't know who else went to that from this group.
I think all of us did.
My favorite part of the whole weekend, and I say the whole weekend because I got sick on Saturday and I had to leave, was the ride takeover on Friday. I actually wasn't planning to go, but I'm so glad I did. Because it was...
Talked you into it.
Yes, just... all of you. Because it was crazy amount of fun, like rolling 80 deep on Jungle Cruise.
everywhere.
And just, like, yeah, just like meeting new people and meeting people that I've known for so long that I feel like I know them, but I haven't got to like actually touch them in person.
Touch them.
Stranger
danger. Stranger
I can touch
danger.
You now.
But actually, like, I went up to one girl, and I really wish I had remembered her name, but I said, like, oh, you know, like, how long have you been on Mouselane and stuff? And she's like, oh, I just downloaded it. And I was like, oh, so have you been on for, like, a week or what? She's like, no, I saw you guys all in line for the carousel, and I... downloaded Mouseway, and now here I am. And I was like, what? That is crazy awesome. So we were, like, just gathering people, just, like, a rolling, like, a rock rolling down the hill.
Gathering moss.
It ran very smooth. It was very punctual. It was a lot of fun.
I was surprised that we were actually on time for the meetup.
Yes.
We were late. We were, like, half an hour early to Jungle Cruise, I think. Which never happens.
We got to socialize with other mouse waiters and
get
to talk a little bit. And
I like the ride takeovers because it's been like a long time since we've had like a huge takeover pretty much.
Yeah.
And then also it was cool because there's a lot of people that I've like made friends with on Mouse Wait that I've never met. And I got to meet a lot of them, like Mouse Caninja.
Yes. I love her. Yeah. She gave me a Wally and Eve backpack.
I was so happy to meet her. And Miss Molly, too. She came out of nowhere.
Oh, yeah. She was like, hey, guys, I just flew in.
Yeah, that was a
surprise. That was great.
I was happy to meet the new Trent for the very first time, face to face. Oh, but he's not here. Bummer.
It's fine.
Okay. It's okay. We don't need him. But yeah, how was the movie takeover or the movie event?
It was cool. It was cool to have a whole room of just mouse waiters watching Wreck-It Ralph. Even though we had to pause the movie for a minute because
we won't mention
issues.
But so much
there are some issues.
But it was a lot of fun. I love that movie. Like, I've seen it fifth time already, and it was fun to see it with a bunch of mouse waiters.
Yeah.
And we also had our raffle at the end of it, which was also a lot of fun to see really the generosity of mouse waiters at its finest. They donated some awesome merchandise, and it was a lot of fun.
Yeah, there was some amazing stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Like homemade stuff. But I was like, you made that? What?
Did any of you win anything at the raffle?
I sure did.
I won that
amazing Perry Agent P coffee cozy from Lola 027. So thank you for that if you're listening. I love it. I use it when I can.
How awesome.
Perry. And also the Dahula Girl Super Rack winner was announced there.
Yes, and who was that, Trent?
Oh, I don't know. No.
What?
It was Duchess. Yes, so that was just like over 200 items.
That were donated by several
mouse.
And it meant a lot to her because she was a good friend of the Hula Girl as well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I know, she started to tear up, and then I started to tear up.
She was just crying.
Everybody
was crying.
Oh, yeah, everybody was crying.
It was very emotional, but it was fun.
Mm-hmm.
And in true Dahula Girl style, she is re-racking a lot of stuff in the lounge.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, she is.
Bit by bit, so I'm glad it went to her.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
All right, then. That concludes our show for this month. A quick announcement for the Hojo. This show of the Loungecast and Mouseway is sponsored by the Howard Johnson of Anaheim. Be sure to keep an eye out for Hojo Anaheim on Mouseweight, or click on the Hojo Anaheim tag to see any specials that are currently going on for Mouseweight. They're doing stuff constantly, just for Mouseweighters for like a day or two, and they announce it in there, so be sure to be on the lookout for that. That concludes our show. Thank you for joining me, Trent.
Thank you for having me.
Erica.
Thank you, guys. As always, it was fun.
And Melanie.
Thanks. Bye, guys.
I'm Nicole, and we'll see you next time. Goodbye.
Bye.
Bye.
What was that noise?
Goodbye.